Welcome back to the Scored Sports Podcast. I'm the host of this podcast, Lane Frank. We're now on episode 161. Yes, we're 161 episodes through, and I got the best episode of the year up here right now. It's our March Madness bracket special. Nothing else but the bracket. March Madness, let's go. Bracket, let's fill it out. Got the big bracket for the second straight year. Fourth year of March Madness doing the bracket special on Scored Sports. Year one, we took Illinois. Year two, we took Kansas. Got that right. Last year, we took Texas. This year, who's going to be my champion? We're going to fill out this whole bracket. There's going to be some upsets. There's going to be some great things. Get ready for the best bracket analysis. Let's fill out a perfect bracket. All right, let's start off this bracket special, episode 161, by filling our East Region. First matchup, UConn versus Stetson. UConn, great team all year. Number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament, reigning champions. Last team to win back-to-back championships was Florida in 2008 and 2007. And the last team that was the number one overall seed to win the national championship was Louisville in 2013. Odds are against UConn, but can they do it? 31-3, great season they've had. Next matchup, 8 versus 9, Florida Atlantic versus Northwestern. Now, Northwestern had to go to the tough grind of the Big Ten. If the Florida Atlantic, I thought they were going to have a way better year. They made the Final Four last season. They were preseason top 10. They beat Arizona by 1 point. They had a great season. And then things started to fall off a little bit come conference play. That's why they're an 8 seed. I still think they win this game, though. FAU gets a matchup with UConn in Brooklyn. They're out of 32. San Diego State or UAB? UAB does not deserve to be in this tournament. They're an automatic qualifier. Had a great conference tournament. But SDSU, runner-up from last year's championship game, they win. 5 versus 12 matchup. No 5 versus 12 upset right here. San Diego State moves on to my round 32. Now, next one. Auburn versus Yale. I love this Auburn team. I love Johnny Broome. I love Bruce Pearl. SEC champions take down the Ivy League champions. Now for Yale, one off a buzzer beater. Congrats, getting to the tournament. But Auburn advances to my round 32. Next one, BYU Duquesne. Another example of Duquesne. This team should not be in the tournament. They had a great conference tournament. Great job by LeBron's high school coach, the head coach of Duquesne. But they're not winning this game. BYU had a great season in their first year in the Big 12. Easy for me right here. BYU into my round 32. Let's close out this region. Round 64, got a few more games. Illinois versus Morehead State. Now here's my big upset. One of my big upsets, everybody. I got Morehead State over Illinois. Terrence Shannon Jr. is one of the best guards in the country. Don't get me wrong. Marcus Domask is one of the best guards in the country. Brad Underwood in March is worse than any other coach on the planet, in my opinion. You can put anybody up there. Brad Underwood in March is terrible. Brad Underwood is worse than Joey Gallo was in the New York Yankees, and that's pretty terrible. Morehead State upsets Illinois. Morehead State, they made the tournament the past few years. I love their point guard, Jordan Lathan, from his time when he was here at UTEP. Jordan Lathan, good point guard for Morehead State. They had a few great games this year, come really close to being Indiana. It's March, everybody. They got a great backcourt and frontcourt. Morehead State gets my first big upset, 14-3, Morehead State. Washington State versus Drake. Washington State, 24 wins. Great season they had. But Drake, they went through a great conference. They beat Indiana State 2 times. I like this Drake team a lot. I like Washington State too, but give me Drake. Moving on to the round 32. Next game, Iowa State versus South Dakota State. A lot of you might not know this. TJ Ulzerberger, head coach of Iowa State, used to be the head coach at South Dakota State. Nice at Iowa State. Iowa State had a great run in the Big 12 tournament. Big 12 champions. They're 2 seed in this bracket, and they're moving on to my round 32 in Omaha. Next game, let's move to the top of this bracket for the round 32, the top of this region. UConn versus FAU. This is a massive trap game. Vladislav Golden, center for FAU, is going to give Donovan Klingon troubles. Trouble. But I think the big X factor in this game could maybe be Stephen Castle. Maybe they neutralize Tristan Newton a little bit. John L. Davis is a great point guard. But look for the underrated guys, Cam Spencer, maybe a few guys off the bench, Alex Caraban, and Stephen Castle. Look for those guys in this game. UConn advances to my Sweet 16. San Diego State versus Auburn. Unfortunately, San Diego State does not make another run back to the Final Four. I have Auburn Tigers taking out San Diego State. San Diego State head coach Brian Dutcher, please come to Michigan. But Auburn moving on to the Sweet 16. Love to see that Bruce Pearl squad right there. BYU versus Morehead State. No Sweet 16, none for Morehead State. Let's go BYU. Great season they've had into my Sweet 16. And Drake versus Iowa State. I want to point this out right here. I went really back and forth picking this game. Drake, good team all season long, playing in Omaha. Iowa State playing in Omaha. Both these teams very close to that region. I think Iowa State gets it done, but I think it's very, very close, in my opinion. Iowa State moves on to my Sweet 16, close fashion, versus Drake. Now, Sweet 16 matchups. UConn-Auburn, BYU-Iowa State. Let's break down UConn-Auburn. UConn is the number one overall seed in this tournament. They've had a great season. They have three losses. They've won to Kansas. I think they have one to Creighton. And they'll think the other one might be to either Villanova or Providence. But regardless, they dominated the Big East. And they had a remarkable season. Danny Hurley has had a great season. Tristan Newton has been a great point guard for them all year long. When I watch UConn on film, when I watch UConn in games, I can see guys in the court at times where it's like they're not doing anything. To where at one point, it's only you see Tristan Newton and Donovan Clingan. The guys like Cam Spencer, the guys like Stephen Castle, the guys like Alex Caraban can go ghost. Now for Auburn, they're one of the best teams in the country offensively and defensively. So my first one seed goes down right here. I got Auburn, the four seed, heading on into my Elite Eight. I feel really bad for UConn right here. They have a very tough region. They're number one overall seed. They have to have the SEC champion in their bracket. They have to have the Big 12 champion in their bracket. And they have to have the Big 10 champion in their bracket. It's not fair in my opinion, but that's March Madness for you. Auburn, big upset into my Elite Eight. And now BYU, Iowa State. These teams, BYU, beat them once. Iowa State, beat them once. Who's going to win the third battle in March Madness? I got Iowa State, TJ Elsberger, his third year at Iowa State. They get the dub. They take down BYU, and they head into the Elite Eight. Now, the East Region Final, the Elite Eight. Auburn versus Iowa State. Who advances to my Final Four? 2019 Auburn was such a special team. Jared Harper, a few other guys, Chuma Okeke tears his ACL in the Elite Eight. They still make the Final Four, and they lose in a heartbreaking fashion to Kyle Guy on that foul. Do they get another shot at the Final Four this year? I think they do. Auburn makes it into my Final Four over Iowa State. Let's go. Big win right there. Auburn, my first team into the Final Four, four seed into the Final Four. That's about it for the East Region, everybody. Now, let's do the West Region to see who will meet Auburn in the Final Four. One seed in this region is North Carolina. This might be the most stacked region in this whole entire tournament. Gonna get some upsets in here. Let's start off North Carolina, one seed. They don't lose. UNC into my round 32. It's pretty easy. They're playing in Charlotte, home crowd. Easy win for them right there. Mississippi State versus Michigan State. Well, I'll tell you this, MSU is going to win this game. Michigan State, MSU, Mississippi State, MSU. But I got the Michigan State Spartans winning this one. Izzo doesn't seem to lose in March very often. Doesn't seem to lose in the first round of March. Has the second longest streak in the country of making March Madness with 25 straight appearances. Kansas with the most with 32. But Michigan State into my round 32 where they'll play North Carolina. St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon. St. Mary's, a great team. They've lost one game since Christmas, and that's to Gonzaga. And then they avenged that loss to Gonzaga, beating them twice the three times they played this season. Aiden Mahaney is a great point guard for them. This team also has a lot of size. The West Coast Conference champions move on to Marat 32. They're playing Grand Canyon. I still want to give Grand Canyon their flowers. 29-4. Great team. Great season. Scott Drew's brother, Baylor head coach Scott Drew, his brother Bryce Drew, has had a great time at Grand Canyon. Used to be the head coach over at Vanderbilt, now Grand Canyon has put together some great teams, made the NCAA tournament almost every year he's been there. But St. Mary's does take down the Grand Canyon Antelopes. St. Mary's 26-7. It's my round 32. Alabama versus Charleston. Alabama can chuck up some threes, and they've got one of the best offenses in the country. That's going to be too much for Charleston to handle. Charleston is a really good offense, not a really good defense. Now, if you're putting up against a team that has a really good defense, maybe it's a different story then. But it's not. Alabama 21-11, the four seed in this region, moves on to my round 32. They'll play St. Mary's in Spokane. Clemson versus New Mexico. New Mexico, Mountain West Conference champions. I think the Mountain West was one of the best conferences in college basketball this year. But for Clemson, they put together a great year in the ACC. But there's a thing in March, when you're hot at the right time and when you're cold at the right time, you're going to pick the team that's hot at the right time. And that's New Mexico Lobos, everybody. Richard Pitino, Rick Pitino's son, has put together a great showing at New Mexico. His few years there, New Mexico moves on. It's my round 32. They are a sleeper team in this whole entire tournament to make a run to maybe even the Final Four. You just have to wait and see. New Mexico, number 11. Baylor versus Colgate. I took my last three seed, Illinois, to lose to Morehead State. Do I do it again right here, Baylor with Colgate? I do. And here's why. Colgate has made the tournament five straight years, and they've come so close in every single year. But they've never won a game. I think it's time for Colgate to win a game in the NCAA tournament. And that's not me just saying it for the fun of it. Colgate, third best in the country on defending three-pointers, and they're also one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. Baylor, their best strength is shooting three-pointers. Well, if Colgate is third best in the country on defending three-pointers, and they're also great at making them, it's a recipe for success in March Madness. Colgate moves on to my round 32. They'll play New Mexico. Dayton versus Nevada. I love Daron Holmes, one of the best players in the country, in my opinion, center for Dayton. But New Mexico, or for Nevada, Steve Alford put together a great team there. I just think Dayton, the better team in this matchup, 24-7. great season they've had. Anthony Grant is one of the best coaches in college basketball. Again, Daron Holmes is a force in March Madness. You want to win March, you better have a good big man. Dayton has that in Daron Holmes. Didn't transfer like I thought he would to Duke. Don't go back and check that on the Scored Sports page. That was a legendary run we had right there for a week when I had my source tell me Daron Holmes was transferring to Duke. He didn't. Stayed at Dayton, and they'll get the win right here in the round of 64 over Nevada to advance to the round of 32, where they will play either Arizona or Long Beach State. Here's the Arizona dilemma. They lost last year to a 15 seed. Tommy Lloyd has put together some great teams this 2 years at Arizona. Now it's his third season. He's put together another great team. Is it time they have success in March? Only time will tell. I think they win this game right here, but Long Beach State is a very dangerous team. They have wins over teams like Michigan and USC, which I know it's Michigan and USC, but they're still Power 5 teams. Dan Monson, head coach, was fired, but they said, hey, we'll let you finish out the season. Ends up winning the conference tournament, makes it over to the NCAA tournament. They don't win this one, though. Arizona moves on tomorrow round 32. They'll play Dayton, move up back to the top. North Carolina versus Michigan State in the round 32 in Charlotte. Michigan State, this is not elite Tom Izzo team at all. North Carolina, Armando Bacot, the factor in this one. North Carolina over Michigan State. St. Mary's, Alabama. Like I said, if Alabama's playing a team with good defense, they're not going to win. St. Mary's is a great defense. St. Mary's cruises over to my Sweet 16. New Mexico or Colgate. Really interesting matchup. I got the 11 seed versus the 14 seed. I think New Mexico gets it done. Moves on to their Sweet 16. Richard Pitino keeps the wheels rolling. Great team. Jalen House, son of Eddie House, gets his team, leader of this team, into Sweet 16. Dayton or Arizona. This is going to be a great matchup to watch. I can't wait to watch Umar Ballo versus Daron Holmes. But I think at the end of the day, look for a guy like Caleb Love. Look for a guy like Keyshawn Johnson, Kalen Boswell to get it done for Arizona. Arizona, the 2 seed, moves over to my Sweet 16. They'll take on New Mexico. Now, top of this region, North Carolina versus St. Mary's, my Sweet 16. Who advances to the Elite Eight for a shot to play in the Final Four? My pick to advance to the Elite Eight in a very close game is the North Carolina Tar Heels. North Carolina is a great team. Now, New Mexico or Arizona. This one's pretty easy for me. Southwest battle. I still think Arizona gets it done. And now we have the best matchup of the tournament so far. Arizona and North Carolina. If you know me, I love thrillers. I love cinema. This is pure cinema right here. Caleb Love was a member of this North Carolina team his whole career. He's made some great memories of North Carolina. The shot that sent Coach K into retirement. And he's also made some poor memories, including last season, what he and RJ Davis seem to be battling on the court and off the court the whole entire season. Now you're going to get RJ Davis versus Caleb Love in the lead eight. You're going to get Tommy Lloyd versus Hubert Davis. You're going to get Arizona versus North Carolina. Who makes it over to the Final Four? Every year on this show, I picked Arizona to make the Final Four. 2022, 2023, 2024, Arizona makes the Final Four, everybody. It is their year. Caleb Love sends North Carolina packing, ends Armando Bacot's college career, ends RJ Davis' college career. He gets the final laugh, and that's the winner of the West region, Arizona. It's my Final Four. They'll have a date with Auburn in the Final Four in Glendale. We got two more regions coming up. Stay tuned. Now, the South region, everybody. The leader of our South region is the number one seed, Houston Cougars, 30-4. Great season they had. Ending on a little bit of a sad note to the regular season, losing to Iowa State by just a large amount in the Big 12 championship, 67-41. Iowa State, the Cyclones just stomped on them. Iowa State already have their season ending in the Elite Eight. But for Houston, they can keep things going. They're playing Longwood round one. I think they get that win. No 16-1 upset. Houston into my round 32. Nebraska versus Texas A&M. Casey Tominiaga, one of the best players in the country. Texas A&M, good team. Wade Taylor, Buzz Williams put together a good squad in his few years there. But Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg, they get their first NCAA tournament win, I think maybe ever, or since at least 1949. Nebraska over Texas A&M. They'll have a date with Houston and Memphis in the round 32. Wisconsin or James Madison? James Madison is 31-3. They've had an elite season. They beat Michigan State. But Wisconsin has too much size. I feel bad for James Madison. This is a horrible matchup for them. If they had any other team, maybe if they were in that 11 seed that Duquesne is in right now, which is just unjust for Duquesne to have that 11 seed and not James Madison. I think James Madison beats BYU, but Wisconsin gets it done over James Madison, moving on to my round 32. Duke versus Vermont. A lot of you hate on Duke, including me, even though I had them as my preseason national champion. Don't know if I'll have that anymore. Just have to wait and see, but Duke moves on to the round 32. They can take care of business versus Vermont. Texas Tech versus North Carolina State. Oh, we love the story of DJ Burns, DJ Horn, North Carolina State. It's over. It's dead. It's March. It's going to be March sadness for North Carolina State Wolfpack now. It's not going to be a Cinderella story. Texas Tech gets it done. Sixth seed they put together a great year. New head coach, first year, put together a great season. Texas Tech moves on tomorrow at 32. Kentucky versus Oakland. Kentucky, one of the best offensive teams in the country. Let me rephrase that. The best offensive team in the country. If they can play some defense in March, they're going to have a shot to win this whole entire thing. They get the job done versus Oakland. Glad to see Oakland making the NCAA tournament, but Kentucky gets the job done. John Calipari searching for another championship. Florida versus the winner of Boise State, Colorado. I think Florida gets the job done right there. Then they're not going to lose to a first four team. Fortunately, their center, Micah Holmgren, goes down in the SEC championship game. I think he broke his ankle. He's going to be out for the whole entire tournament. But Todd Golden has put together a great team in year two at Florida. Gators get the job done. Moving over to the round 32. Marquette versus Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky send my UTEP Miners packing in the conference tournament championship game for Conference USA. Western Kentucky is a good team, but they don't get the job done versus Marquette. Hopefully Tyler Klug is healthy, because if he's healthy, sky's the limit for this Marquette Golden Eagles team. So we're back to the top. Houston, Nebraska. Kelvin Sampson and Houston have revitalized this program. I remember Houston 2018 loses at the buzzer to Jordan Poole, Michigan. 2019, they lose to Ohio State. Really tough game for them right there. 2021, they make the Final Four and they get stomped on by Baylor. 2022, they put together a great season and they lose in the Elite Eight to Villanova. Last year, they're a one seed and they end up losing to Miami in the Sweet 16. Is it time the sadness ends for Kelvin Sampson and his Houston Cougars? I say no. I love Casey Tominyaga. I love Bryce Williams and I love Fred Hoiberg. Nebraska Cornhuskers, let's bring it on. Moving on to the Sweet 16. Ending my one seed season. Houston goes out in the round of 32. So far, none of my one seeds have made the Final Four. Is that going to change in the next regional? Purdue, which got the win, see. But Houston goes down to Nebraska. Wisconsin versus Duke. This is going to be a really great game. Can't wait to watch Kyle Filipowski versus Tyler Wall. Guard play is what makes the difference in March Madness. Duke has the better guards. Duke over Wisconsin, earned my Sweet 16. Texas Tech, Kentucky. Texas Tech is going to give Kentucky a scare, but Reed Sheppard too much. The Texas Tech Red Raiders. This Kentucky offense is elite. I love it. Kentucky into my Sweet 16. Florida Marquette. Florida Todd Golden. Great season they've had. But Marquette, it's time they take that next step. Make the Sweet 16. They were a 2 seed last year and lost in the round 32. Doesn't happen again this year. Golden Eagles moving on to my Sweet 16. Now, Nebraska versus Duke in my Sweet 16. This is going to be a good game. Guard play versus guard play. Casey Tominyaga versus Jerry McCain. Tyrese Proctor. Jeremy Roach. It's going to be a great matchup. But at the end of the day, Duke has more depth, better bench, better players all around, better coaching. Duke into my Elite Eight. And that's not a shot at Fred Hoiberg. Duke into my Elite Eight. Now, who's going to meet Duke in the Elite Eight? Is it going to be Kentucky? We're going to have an all-time blue blood matchup. Or is it going to be the Marquette Golden Eagles? Let's break it down. Marquette, Tyler Collett, great guard. Osei Igodro, great player. Cam Jones, great player. And David Joplin, great player. Is that enough to stop Reed Sheppard, Rob Dillingham, two of the best players in the country that both come off the bench? Is that going to be enough to stop Zvonimir Vizic, Aaron Bradshaw, who I think should get more minutes in the NCAA tournament, DJ Wagner, Antonio Reeves, who is one of the best guards in the country, Justin Edwards? It's not. This is a great Kentucky team. Kentucky gets this job done. They're into my Elite Eight, where they'll have a date with Duke. Now, before the season, my national championship prediction was Duke versus Kentucky, and I had Duke winning that game. Is that going to stay the same right here? No. I got Kentucky into my Final Four. Duke has had a good season, but they don't have the toughness, in my opinion. John Calipari gets his team over to the Final Four. John Calipari, one of the best coaches in college basketball, as we all know. What he's done for this Kentucky Wildcats program is wonderful. Kentucky, Reed Sheppard, Rob Dillingham, DJ Wagner, Zvonimir Ivizic. They've got size. Say what you want about this Kentucky defense, but if you're playing Duke, you get into a shootout with Duke. I don't think Duke can keep up with you right there. Duke likes to take things slow. Kentucky likes to take things fast, but they can also slow it down at times. Kentucky, they have size. They can defend. Aaron Bradshaw, 7 feet tall. Zvonimir Vizic is 7'1". Let's get it, Kentucky. Kentucky into my Final Four. Last third Final Four team. We got one more left over in the Midwest region. Get ready for that, everybody. Coming up next. Now, the final region, the Midwest region, headlined by the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue lost to a 16 seed, Fairleigh Dickinson, last year. The only other team to lose to a 16 seed was 2018 Virginia. 2019 Virginia ended up winning the national championship. Do we see that same fate for Purdue? Only time will tell. Let's pick it. Purdue, they win round one easily. No repeat of last year. Let's hope not. Purdue, Zach Edey, into round 32. Utah State versus TCU. Utah State, Mountain West. regular season champions. Mountain West, one of the toughest conferences in college basketball. Utah State, great team. They're into my round 32. Gonzaga versus McNeese State. Will Wade has done a great job turning around McNeese State, but they play in a very easy conference. Now, what you're going to say is, look at their out-of-conference schedule. Being Michigan, that's nothing. The other schools they played were like Biblical Studies. That's literally a name that school they played. They played some random schools. McNeese does not get this win over Gonzaga. Gonzaga lost to St. Mary's, but it's still a good team. This still has players in that Elite Eight run last year. They still have Ryan Emmer. They still have Anton Watson. They still have Dusty Stromer, who's a freshman this year. He's done a great job. Gonzaga, Mark Few, doesn't lose in the first round of March. Gets it to the second weekend. Always Gonzaga into my round 32. Kansas versus Samford. This was preseason number one, Kansas. Now, they're without Kevin McCullough for the whole entire NCAA tournament. Don't know about the status of Hunter Dickinson, but just being without Kevin McCullough is a big loss for them right there. I think they win round one, but it's going to be tough for them in other matches. South Carolina versus Oregon. South Carolina, I thought, was a very disrespected team all season long. But when you're hot in March, and when you're not, you're not. South Carolina's not. Oregon's hot. And Fully Dante, Dana Altman, doesn't lose in March. Every year he's gotten his teams in March Madness, they've won a game. Keeps that streak going. Oregon over South Carolina. Jackson Schellstad, great player. The Pac-12 champions, automatic qualifiers. Oregon get in over South Carolina. Now, Creighton versus Akron. Creighton, Ryan Kalkbrenner, Baylor Shireman, one of the best all-around teams in college basketball. Creighton, it's my round 32. Texas versus the winner of Virginia versus Colorado. Texas, Rodney Terry, been up and down year, but this is a talented team. Come March, talent wins. Texas gets into my round 32. Tennessee versus St. Peter's. We all love St. Peter's. Last time they played an SEC team in NCAA tournament was Kentucky, and they ended up winning that game 15-2. This is a 15-2 matchup. I just don't see it. I got Tennessee over St. Peter's. Don't connect. One of the best players in the country, if not the best player in the country, Enzekai Ziegler, Rick Barnes, get the job done. Will their March Madness woes continue? Haven't made it out of the second weekend. Haven't made it past Sweet 16. What seems like forever under Rick Barnes. Will they do it this year? Let's see. Let's move over to the top. Purdue, Utah State. Like I said, Utah State, one of the best teams in the Mountain West this year. Won the Mountain West regular season. They're going to give Purdue a scare, but I still got the Boilermakers moving on to the Sweet 16. Gonzaga versus Kansas. This is tough for me right here because Gonzaga doesn't have anybody that can go toe-to-toe with Hunter Dickinson. And I think Hunter Dickinson will start in this camp. They still have Johnny Furphy. They still have experienced guard Davion Harris, who's won the national championship. Hate to do it, but I'm going to go with Kansas into my Sweet 16 where they'll play Purdue. Oregon versus Creighton. It's going to be a great game. Ryan Kalkbrenner, the difference versus Fully Dante. Creighton gets the win over Oregon there into my Sweet 16. Texas, Tennessee. I've got a 7-2 upset. Like I said, talent wins in March. Trey Mitchell, Ronnie Terry, great head coach. Trey Mitchell, great guard. Max Amos, great guard. They get this job done. They're into my Sweet 16. Texas into my Sweet 16 over Tennessee. Tennessee can struggle at times. Rick Barnes maybe gets emotional right here. Used to coach at Texas. They lose this game. Ends their season. You start to wonder, is Rick Barnes' time running out of Tennessee to win a championship, to win any success in March? Has never made it to Elite Eight at Tennessee in March. That's struggling right there. That's kind of tough to think about. It's not going to be this year. I got Texas over Tennessee in this perfect bracket that we're going to have. Purdue versus Kansas, who makes it to the Elite Eight? Going to be a great matchup. Hunter Dickinson and Zach Edey certainly have their battles in the Big Ten when Dickinson was on Michigan. Edey won most of those. So let's go with Edey and Purdue. Guard play wins in March. Brayden Smith, one of the best guards in March Madness this year. Purdue over Kansas there into my Elite Eight. Creighton versus Texas, going to be a great game. Dylan Dessou matches up well with Ryan Kalkbrenner, but I still think Ryan Kalkbrenner, Baylor Shireman, they make the shots needed. Greg McDermott gets his team into the Elite Eight. Creighton versus Purdue. If there is one man who can stop Zach Edey in March, it's Ryan Kalkbrenner. If there is one man who can stop Brayden Smith in March, it's Trey Alexander, and they're going to get it done. Matt Painter can't win in March. He can't get a team to the Final Four, and he's not going to do it this year. I got Creighton. It's my Final Four. They came so close last year against San Diego State, but they couldn't get it done. This year, they get it done. It's my Final Four. We've got set. We've got Auburn versus Arizona. We've got Kentucky versus Creighton. We'll come back. I'll give you my March Madness Final Four prediction and my national champion. Get ready for that, everybody. Now, my Final Four predictions in this perfect bracket. Who is going to be my national champion? First, we got to find out who's going to play the national championship. I've got my national champion, the picture of them, the massive size picture of my national champion over here. All right, we're going to have to see it in a second with the analysis. Auburn versus Arizona, Johnny Broom, Bruce Pearl, Auburn. I'd love to see them get revenge for that 2019 team, but they just don't do it. Caleb Love, Umar Ballo, Pelle Larsson, Tommy Lloyd gets his team into the national championship. Picked them to get to the national championship last year. They didn't do it for me. This year, they're going to do it. Arizona into the national championship. Well, they'll face off against either Kentucky or great Kentucky. Like I said, great offense. If you can play defense, if Zvonimir Vizek can play defense, this is the best team in the country. No doubt about it. But it's a matter of if they can play defense. I think in this game, they can play defense and they advance to the national championship. Their first national championship since 2014 in that game against UConn. I've got Arizona versus Kentucky for the championship. Let's break it down. Caleb Love, best point guard in the country. Hands down about it. No debate about it, in my opinion. Rob Dillingham coming off the bench. Reed Sheppard coming off the bench. So when those guys in Arizona go out, the best players from Kentucky are coming in. And I do believe Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham are the two best players in Kentucky. Antonio Reeves is still one of the best players in the country, averaging over 15 points per game. Justin Edwards, still one of the best freshmen in the country. DJ Wagner can mature in March and become one of the best point guards in the country because he has the talent to do it. Zvonimir Vizek is a great player. They've got other guys in this starting lab that have size that can win games for you. I've got the Kentucky Wildcats, my national champions for the 2023-2024 college basketball season. Audio listeners, I know you can't see it, but Kentucky, the big banner up right here, Kentucky Wildcats take down Arizona and they win my national championship. Go Big Blue! Wildcats win my national championship. Wildcats versus Wildcats, Arizona Wildcats versus Kentucky Wildcats. I got the Big Blue winning it. John Calipari gets another national championship. We love to see it. This is an amazing bracket special, bracket episode, the perfect bracket. Kentucky, let's hold it up one more time. Wildcats, my national champions. Leave your picks in the comments. That's my 2023-2024 bracket special. My favorite episodes to do every year. Stay tuned. Follow Scored Sports to Instagram, at Scored Sports, to get the best coverage of March Madness. We'll be back here next week, episode 162. Stay tuned.